present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Miriam Carlin in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And we welcome in the show Miriam Carlin, who's joined these other three old campaigners at the game. And they're all going to try and speak at different times for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, without deviating in any way from the subject. And if one of the others thinks they're guilty of one of these crimes, they may challenge and gain a point for themselves or otherwise. And if you're not sure how we score, we hope it will become obvious as we play the game. Derek Nimmo, will you begin? The subject is makeup. Will you try and speak for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
Makeup can be used either as a verb, really, or as a noun. I shall take the former first. It is really the process of currying favor or acting in an obsequious manner when you're trying to obtain some sort of reward from somebody, as exemplified, really, by the way that Clement Freud behaves towards Nicholas Parsons. Whenever he wants to try and gain an extra point on a dubious challenge, he makes up to Nicholas Parsons. Repetition of Nicholas Parsons.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, you take the words out of my mouth.
I managed to correct it, you see, before I say it's all right. Mm-hmm.
It's not all right, I'm afraid, Derek. I agree with Kenneth Williams' challenge, so that means he gains a point, the first point to be awarded, and he takes over the subject of makeup, and there are 34 seconds left, Kenneth, starting now.
It is one of the most disgusting.
Derek Nimmo, you can't.
Hesitation.
I agree that was a hesitation, Derek, so you gain a point, and there are 32 seconds for makeup starting now.
Of course, as a noun, it is something which people, mainly ladies, and very often gentlemen these days, I'm ashamed to say.
Hesitation.
I don't think there was hesitation. It was bordering on it. See, teetering on it. I'm not going to be intimidated by the audience. No, Derek. Nimmo has another point, and there are 29 seconds left for makeup starting now.
When I get into my dressing room in the theatre in the evening, I put a bit of grease paint on my face, really. Number 5, or perhaps number 9. I then put a Carmen liner on top of my eyes and black underneath. I put on my toupee, which I keep to one side.
Kenneth, why do you chant?
Put on 3 times.
Yes, he did put on rather a lot, didn't he? So, Kenneth, you have another point, and you take over the subject. There are 12 seconds left for makeup starting now.
Makeup is one of the most revolting aspects of this age, and, of course, meretricious. This must be borne in mind when any discussion of it takes place. Cosmetics, any
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Quite, I said, deviating. Why can it be revolting and meretricious?
Yes, it is rather difficult.
Well, I mean, we can't go off into a great thing on semantics. We've got to play the game.
They do seem to be rather...
I don't know whether it can be meretricious and revolting, so I'm going to put it to the audience and let them be the final judge.
They don't know anyone.
Well, as I don't know either, I'm going to let them judge. Now, I'm not going to let you tell me or Derek. I'm going to let the audience judge. If you agree with Derek's challenge, will you please cheer? And if you disagree, will you please boo? And will you all do it together now? I think they disagree. So, Kenneth, you have another point. There are 2 seconds left for makeup starting now.
The face needs...
Miriam Carlin, you've challenged. Why?
Kenneth
Williams has another point. 1 second left, Kenneth, for makeup starting now.
The face needs no adornment. It's lovely as it is.
Miriam, I'm sure, was trying the trick that so many of them try, and that is to try and challenge just before the whistle goes, because you can get not only another point for that, but a point for speaking while the whistle goes.
That's right. You read my mind.
Yes, but you weren't successful. Bad luck, Miriam. Kenneth gets that extra point for speaking when the whistle goes, and at the end of the first round, he has a very commanding lead over all the others. So, let's hear how we continue. Clement Freud, we'd love to hear from you.
Good evening.
And will you now try and talk for just a minute on the subject of empathy? Starting now.
Empathy is the sort of thing that children who can't pronounce their S's say when they actually mean sympathy. If you look up the word in the Oxford English Dictionary or similar volumes, it is possible that you will find it described as a feeling of affinity between two people, which is more one of mental attraction than one of actual physical communion. I think I'll stop here.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Hesitates on the grounds he packed up.
Keep nodding it back. I say, what's hesitation, Derek? And you gain a point and you take over the subject. There are 33 seconds for empathy starting now.
Of course, I have the most tremendous empathy for Kenneth Williams. I find we are kindred spirits in so many ways. It is quite extraordinary. This great overwhelming attraction, which I find quite unbearable sometimes. I've never sit on number 45 bus, and I thought to myself, I have an empathy for that man. And you know, when I came into here, what did I see? Nothing but hatred and overwhelming disdain from him. And all the time, the empathy's bubbling up inside me.
Miriam Collins. Miriam, you challenged his bubbling just before
yes,
he went
I
on the boil.
Hated to interrupt, but he did repeat empathy at least three times.
Miriam, as you were next to him, I think you can be the only judge of how many times he said it, so I will accept your word that if he
don't particularly want to speak about it, but...
have the subject now. You challenge. You're in with the subject. And there
how
are 7 seconds?
Seconds
for empathy starting now.
Well, the such a bit under.
Derek,
yeah, you're quite
hesitation.
Right.
Derek, you have a point. There are 5 seconds for empathy starting now.
Sometimes when you find someone whose brain...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
From his former lunatic attachment Kenneth Williams.
It is certainly a deviation from that, but it is not deviation within the game. So therefore, all that can happen is that Derek gets another point, and there are 3 seconds left for empathy, Derek, starting now.
Actually, of course, if you look in Webster's dictionary, you will find...
Well, Derek Nimmo's bubbling has put him right on the boil to the extent of taking the lead at the end of that round. He has a lead of 1 over Kenneth Williams. And Miriam Carlin, will you begin the next round? Throwing a party. That is the subject. Will you speak about it for just a minute, starting now?
Well, I was sitting minding my own business in Regent's Park, very quietly, sitting watching the ducks and watching going past in the pond, and suddenly this party came up to me, accosted me, and said something very rude in my teeny luggo. So I got hold of him, you see, having learnt the jujitsu and how to do it and all that clever stuff, because I've been watching that program on the television where they do it in black leather. And so I decided to take a course of this, you see, and it came in very, very handy indeed, because after this party had said something extremely rude in my teensy motsy, I...
Jerry Newman, why do you challenge?
Deviation. Is there something funny in her teeny what's it?
hesitation. I don't think you can change a challenge once
you
start it. No, no, no. It was certainly not deviation for a teeny
no,
bit.
No.
I didn't repeat.
Yes, I could have given it you for hesitation, but you were too late with your ideas. So Miriam has another point, and there are 17 seconds for throwing a party, Miriam, starting now.
So I took him up, picked him, and chucked him in the...
Clement Freud, you've challenged what?
She's already done that, and is spitting all over Derek Nimmo.
No, I haven't touched him yet.
No, she hadn't actually.
I hadn't.
She told us what she intended to do.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm with you, Miriam. It's all right. As far as I remember, she told us what she intended to do. She hadn't actually done anything yet with this party. He could have done what the hell he liked with this time, couldn't he? So anyway, Miriam, you continue for 13 seconds, throwing a party, starting now.
And I chucked him in the canal. And it was Derek floating there and scrabbling around. And
Miriam, you've been challenged.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Right, that's right. But it was repetition of chuck.
Yes, he did chuck before. So this time, Derek has a point. There are 10 seconds left, Derek, for throwing a party, starting now.
Everyone back to my place, I cry. And they all come bubbling back on motorcycles and motor cars, scooters and everything. They draw up outside my door.
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. What?
Repetition, the word motor truck.
Oh, no.
Motorcycles, motor cars, yes.
Oh, no. All to one word.
They're hyphenated words, aren't they? Then
well,
not...
I think this is rather quibbly.
Can I mean, all holding up again? Look at the chairman. You've got to have rules. Nicholas Parker has got to be the presiding ruler.
You haven't heard. You haven't heard what decision I'm going to give.
No, but I'm sure it'll be just.
Yeah, Mr. You thought of a game. Where does a hyphen stand in this game?
If they're hyphenated, then they are a different word. Motor car is not
right.
A motorcycle.
There we are, then. That's where it means that Kenneth Williams has a point, and there are 4 seconds.
No.
Just you, Miss Hardy, mate.
Don't interrupt the chairman. He knows what he's doing. Leave him alone. That method is no good, either. Yes.
All right, Derek Nimmo has a point. A good chairman is always allowed to change his mind.
Of course he is.
So, Derek, you have another point, and there are 4 seconds left for throwing a party starting now.
I open the bottom, Louise St. George, 1964, with a great plank on the cork, and there the people come, and they say...
Well, as Derek Nimmer was speaking, once again when the whistle went, he gets another point, and his hyphens have gained him extra points, so he has a very definite lead over the others at the end of that round. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? Absolute bliss. I'm sure you've experienced it. You might even have experienced it quite recently, but tell us about it now. 60 seconds, starting now.
This, of course, would differ according to the person. An alcoholic would doubtless find absolute bliss if he was locked in a brewery. I find it in the realm of poetry. Indeed, as Tennyson says, infinite bliss was Lancelot's in one kiss from Guinevere. Oh, that moves you, doesn't it? Isn't that really blissful? Doesn't that make you think in terms of heavenly peace and contentment, which is what the word is about?
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
It doesn't.
But it might to Kenneth Williams, so I think I'm only fair to leave it with Kenneth and say you...
You mean it was a rhetorical question? You didn't really want an answer at all?
Well, no.
Well, try and answer it now. There are 24 seconds left. Kenneth, starting now.
I don't think I can go on.
Derek Nimmer got in first that time.
Well,
you have another point, Derek. There are 21 seconds for absolute bliss, starting now.
Lying in a field of clover, with my head cushioned upon the grass, I look up into the sky.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
If it's a field of clover, he can't hear his head cushioned.
There are 14 seconds for you, Clement, having gained your first point, which is very unusual for you, but we often know you to be a late starter. 14 seconds, absolute bliss, starting now.
My idea of absolute bliss is sitting at a long table with a white cloth, a knife, a fork, a spoon, a glass of wine, and thou. Thou doesn't always come...
Derek, you challenge.
Well, two people, two thous.
Yes, it was a very definite statement, thou, so we have to give you a point on that, Derek, and say there are 2 seconds for absolute bliss, starting now.
Looking up at the swirling clouds.
Once again, Derry got in when the whistle, just before the whistle went, gaining himself 2 more points and giving himself an even longer lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? Tiddlywinks. Will you talk on that delightful pastime starting now?
It's an extraordinary thing, but if anyone says tiddlywinks, people always laugh. And there's no good reason for this, because as a game, it is one that has enjoyed popularity at universities and in institutions for many centuries in this country and elsewhere. There is...
Kenneth Williams.
Don't you want to hear about this game?
Hesitation, Kenneth. You have the subject. 42 seconds for Tiddlywinks, starting now.
This is a game played with countless little discs. Something which I've seen being done, but I have never indulged in myself. Because I've always thought that the kind of people that play it are slightly deficient mentally.
Well, you have to tiddle and they wink in return, you see, as you do the aforesaid notions with these little discs on the actual... Board.
Derek Nimmer, why have you tried?
Repetition of discs.
Yes, we've had discs before, Kenneth. So
I'm
there are 17
too,
and a half seconds for you, Derek, on Tiddlywinks, starting now.
Well, I think the best way to play the game is if you have the red counters, you put them on the table, press with the large one on one of the smaller ones, which leaps into the air, and you hope it'll go into the receptacle that you put there for that purpose.
Derek's vivid description of a game of tiddlywinks takes him even further into the lead at the end of that round. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? Friendship. Will you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
This is something I'm particularly adept at describing. It's about sharing. And this probably is what the whole of life really amounts to. Perhaps it was best expressed by George Eliot in that lovely passage, "The inexpressible comfort of feeling safe with a person, having neither to weigh thoughts nor measure words, but pour it all out chaff and grain together, knowing that a faithful hand will take and sift it, keep what is worth keeping, and with a breath of kindness blow the rest away." And I first read that in 1952, and I thought it summed up friendship in a most poetic way and probably the most beautiful way. Oh, I said wait, fine.
You were saying it so beautifully, though, Kenneth. I think they might have overlooked your transgression and let you go on just to hear you. But Clement Freud got in with his challenge, and there are 13 seconds left for friendship starting now.
My greatest friendship did, in fact, take place in George Eliot's passage late one evening when we met one another and our eyes held hers blue, mine green.
Well, as Clement Freud was speaking the whistle when he gains yet another point, and he's now in third place. Derek, will you begin the next round? Lending a hand. There's a delightful subject for you to talk on, if you can, for 60 seconds, starting now.
I think it's awfully important, if one can, to lend a hand as one goes through life, particularly to friends. I remember particularly when I was first married.
Kenneth, why are you challenged?
Too particular.
There were two particulars, yes, yes, very cleverly spotted, Kenneth. And there are 51 seconds left for lending a hand, Kenneth Williams, starting now.
Well, to lend a hand is a very gallant thing indeed, because the assumption must be that you are going to be without one for some time. And therefore, it is something I do not indulge in. And when they say, would you loan me your palm, I say categorically, get out of it. You're getting nothing out of me, I cry. And consequently, I have a reputation.
Derek, why do you try?
Deviation, because he's talking about not lending a hand rather than lending a hand.
That is true. Very valid. Quite valid.
Derek Nimmo, Kenneth admits you have a point, and you take over the subject of lending a hand with 23 seconds left, starting now.
Living in my first home with my spouse, one night we were lying in bed together.
Derek, Kenneth and his wife...
Deviation.
Kenneth, I disagree. There's nothing devious about lying in bed.
Lending a hand, lying in bed.
Must, in all fairness, leave it with Derek and say there are 18 seconds left for lending a hand, Derek, starting now.
I'd taken back with me that night Archie Andrews. I was working with Peter Brough at the time, and he had a spare hand attached to his body. And as I was lying there with my aforesaid lawful wedded wife, I put one hand on her shoulder, another hand on her leg, and then I put the third hand.
Clement Freud, what are you chanting? May I ask if that was an anticipatory challenge? Is his challenge in anticipation justified, Derek?
Not at all. It was just that when she counted there were three hands, she screamed rather loud. It just happens to be true.
So, Clement,
it's a change to tell the truth on this program.
Why are you challenging, Clement?
Too many hands. Repetition of hands.
Oh, that is absolutely right. There's too many hands, yes, yes. The subject is lending a hand. You can repeat that more than once, but you can't...
I have to. The story had three hands. We wouldn't be any point in it, but I said one.
Anyway, there are 3 seconds left for you, Clement, on lending a hand, starting now.
Coming out of Waterloo Station late one summer's evening.
Well, the situation's still the same. Derek is still in the lead. Kenneth is following. Clement behind that. And Miriam trailing a little.
Whoa.
Clement, will you talk to us for 60 seconds about making coffee, starting now?
Making coffee is a very simple thing, and there are more snobs who tell you more untrue things than almost any other subject. Ideally, what you need is a saucepan, some water, some reasonably well-ground coffee, and heat, which turns the water to a temperature at which it dissolves the coffee, whereafter it can be percolated into a jug before it is placed into a cup. But there are those...
Derek, why do you challenge?
This is rather dreary. Mumbling on.
However dreary it may be, it is still playing the game, so Clement gets another point, and there are 32 seconds left, Clement, making coffee, starting now.
But there are actually people who appear on television programs who advise you to purchase green beans and roast them yourself and when they have become the required colour...
Kenneth, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I quite agree, Kenneth. Mm. You take over the subject of making coffee. 21 seconds left, starting now.
The best thing to do is to get your instant brand, put a teaspoonful in the cup.
Clement, why do you challenge?
Deviation. It's quite clearly not the best thing.
I'm making a coffee, dearie. You've done your bit with all that percolating.
This is one of those very difficult things. I would agree with Clement Freud, because I think this is much better coffee. But on the other hand, Kenneth Williams may prefer the other kind of coffee. So what do I do? I'll leave it to you, may I? If you agree on this coffee issue with Clement Freud and his challenge, will you cheer? If you disagree, will you please boo? And will you all do it together now? They all like that filthy muck that you like.
Philistines.
So there we are. They are the final judges in this show, and there are 18 seconds left for you, Kenneth Williams, making coffee, starting now.
And then you pour into the made cup coffee the milk or cream. Cream's nice.
Clement, you've challenged.
A double cream.
Yes, that's right. Clement has a point, and he takes another subject with 10 seconds left, starting now.
Some people take sugar and some not, and the Turks...
Kenneth, why do you choose
some? Some people take sugar and some not.
Yes, but we've never challenged on sums and ifs and ands and buts and these before, no. No, I think what I'll do, Kenneth, I don't think we can have it for some. I think we'll just forget about that and say that there are 6 seconds left with Clement Freud still talking about making coffee, starting now.
Some people take sugar and some not, and the Turks, above all...
You've challenged.
Repetition of those Turks.
Not only the Turks, but the...
And the sums. Oh,
yes, I think once you've said sums twice, if you say it four times, it is repetition. So, Derek, you have another point. There are 2 seconds for making coffee, starting now.
A lovely silver pot into which I put...
Well, this is turning out to be a battle, I think, between Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams. There's about 2 or 3 points between them, and Derek is still in the lead at the end of that round. Miriam Carlin, will you begin the next round? Chocolate sponge. Will you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
And a terrible mess it makes in the bath, too. I personally prefer a coffee loofah with which to scrub my back. But since the subject was chocolate...
Derek, why do you challenge? Yes, our hesitation, alas, because we were fascinated with her chocolate sponge in the bath.
Yes, very well.
And there are 47 seconds for chocolate sponge, Derek, starting now.
I prefer to buy mine from a certain shop in Piccadilly. I go there in a handsome cab with outriders and 2 livery footmen.
Kenneth, why have you challenged?
Deviation. It's not about chocolate sponge. It's about how he goes to a shop in a handsome cab.
To buy my chocolate sponge.
Yes. To buy his chocolate.
To buy my chocolate.
I don't believe that he goes to buy a chocolate sponge with outriders. I think that is a very devious way of buying any chocolate sponge. So, Kenneth, you have a point, and there are 40 seconds left for chocolate sponge, starting now.
Chocolate sponge should be as light as a souffle and coated over with this delicious nectarine, as you might say, and the teeth sink into the succulent, piquancy, and all the mucklings to your lips, and the gelatinous glue-like sweetness of it.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, if it's as light as a souffle, it can't be gelatinous muck glue.
There are 16 seconds. Chocolate sponge, Clement, starting now.
By far the best way of making this is with chocolate sponge powder. You simply purchase the commodity, add water, and pour it into a grease basin where after a preheated oven receives the goodies and cooks it.
I never thought to hear so much twaddle about chocolate sponge in my life. But that is the end, not only of the round, but also the end of the game, alas. And at the end of that game, Miriam Carlin was fourth, Clement Freud for once was third, Kenneth Williams was a very, very keen, good second. But he didn't manage to catch up and beat this week's winner, Derek Nimmo. We do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. And from all of us here, goodbye.
Cullen of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.